Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let me do a couple of quick things, and we'll get back to the, right back to the phones. One thing that I need to tell you, and we'll chat more about it later on, but our big show is coming up September the 15th. The Health, Home, and Garden Expo, September the 15th at the Plano Center in Plano, Texas. It's going to be a big deal. Marty Whittakin and I, her organization and my organization, are doing it, and things are going along very well. It's going to be everything you can think of about human health, pet health, plant health. Across the spectrum, the speakers are being finalized now, and you can see all that on the website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the yellow button that says HHG Expo up there at the top. And going that route, you can also buy tickets online and get a discount and get ahead of the curve there. We're really looking forward to visiting with everybody at the event, and there's going to be some fun things going on there, and we'll talk more about that as we go. And then before I go to the phone, I want to do something that I put down to do in the first hour and didn't get around to it. Those of you that play golf, some of you that don't even play golf, are watching an incredible golf tournament right now, one of my favorites. It's the Open Championship in Carnoustie, across the pond over there. And it's great. The leaderboard is just terrific. I'm really looking forward to seeing the finals today. Our young friend Jordan Spieth has gotten himself right back at the top of the leaderboard, but there's a lot of other people that I like as well. So if you're not even into golf, I think you'd enjoy watching it. Judy's favorite is the long-haired young man from England, Tommy Fleetwood, and I like him too, and he's not out of it yet either. And there's some other great players, bunch of them, unbelievable leaderboard. But what I was going to bring up related to it, you may want to tune in just to see this. The greens are covered in fairy rings, and the announcers have been talking about it from time to time because people keep asking, what are these round circles, these target-looking things on the greens at Carnoustie, which, by the way, is the hardest golf course I've ever played in my life. Unbelievable. I don't even want to play it again either. But the fairy rings are a very good example of something that's easy breezy to cure with the organic program. And one of my golf buddies here just had some disease in his – he had been out of town for a while, and he showed me this area that had died in his turf, and he said, it's not dry. I've been watering plenty. I said, well, you've been overwatering it. It's disease. What do I do? I told him to put whole ground cornmeal, and that's what they could do with these fairy rings. And there's two ways to do it. You can put down a finely ground, whole ground cornmeal out on the turf at a rate of somewhere between 15 and 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Water it in. And on a green, on something that's turf that's that low, that's all you do, just water it in. On your home turf, where it's St. Augustine grass or zoysia or whatever else, you could apply the whole ground cornmeal and water it in. And then if you had some bare areas where it's actually killed already, you can cover with a fine textured mulch. You could use finished compost in this case, or you could use a fine textured native cedar and cover it up. What that does is that holds the moisture in, keeps the microbes working at their ultimate, and turns the disease problem right around. We'll deal with that a little bit more later, and I want to talk about compost because we had some interesting comments about my recent Dallas Morning News article about compost, and we'll get into that in a minute too. Right now, Rick in Tarrant County someplace. Hello, Rick.
Hello there, Dr. Garrett.
What's up?
Well, the issue is ants and my peaches. I've laid diatomaceous earth around the base of my trees, and then even got it up on the trunk as well. And those doggone ants seem to still make their way up into my peaches. Now, I guess they might be found a way up it, under the bark or something. I don't know. But I wanted to try to do a soil drench of some, you know, orange oil and garret juice. But I'm concerned about killing my worms with the orange oil.
Well, let me get a little more info here, Rick. What are the ants doing to the tree?
They're eating the peaches.
They're eating the fruit. You actually see them eating the fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, what that means is that they're fire ants, because no other ants would do that.
Okay.
And fire ants will. A lot of people say, in fact, there's some universities that have published some stuff saying that they don't eat plants, and that's BS, because they'll eat okra and they'll eat tomatoes. Sometimes they eat various things. What I would do is this. I would spray the top and kill them with garret juice with 2 ounces of orange oil added to the spray. I wouldn't drench it. I would spray and kill them. And then what I would put in the ground, either drench with liquid garlic or get some dry granulated garlic. I go to Sam's and get a big old 1 gallon thing of dry granulated garlic, and you just sprinkle it on the ground around the plants and water it in. That is taken up by the plant. Garlic is systemic, extremely efficiently systemic, and that goes into the plant and will ward them off. I have never seen, I could be wrong about this, but I've never seen a situation where the garlic transferred the taste of garlic over to the fruit.
Okay.
I assume it could. I don't know why it wouldn't, but I've never really experienced it doing it. If anybody out there has any experience to the contrary, by all means, let us know.
And I don't know where the mounds are, because I have about 7 to 8 inches of native tree trimmings, you know, on at the drip line.
They're under there somewhere.
So they're under. Yeah, they're under there.
I'd also probably put out, as your budget allows, Rick, some beneficial nematodes. And I would probably, if you haven't already done, you may have already done this, I'd put out some dry molasses all over the whole site, too, and they'll probably mosey on over to somebody else's land.
Yeah, I do that annually with the sick tree treatment.
Okay.
I've been using the sick tree treatment since I planted these trees, and they're doing phenomenal.
That's great. Yeah, we just want to get them to quit eating the fruit, the ants eating the fruit.
Yeah. One more thing. Man, we are inundated with ass.
Ass with the pus caterpillars or puss caterpillars.
Yeah,
they're nasty, nasty little buggers. That's a situation where if you have a bad infestation, I'd probably suggest that kind of stepping over the line a little bit and using something that kills. In this case, I would do the spinosad. I'd buy something like the Captain Jack's dead bug spray or the Bonide product that has spinosad or spinosad as the active ingredient, and it'll mow them down. You spray, and it kills them.
Is that something I could do in the wintertime, or does it have to do now?
Well, in the wintertime, or coming out of the winter in the early spring, the thing that you need to do for sure, you need to mark it down on your calendar so you don't forget it, is put out trichogramma wasps.
Okay.
The trichogramma wasps, if you put them out as the plants emerge, the foliage emerges, you know, right after flowering, the leaves start coming out. Put out the trichogramma wasps, at least the first application of them. At that point, they will kill the asp and other caterpillar populations out before they can even get going. The other thing that will kill them that you could use at this time now, because they'll still be feeding, is BT, the Bacillus thuringiensis, like Thuricide or Dipel. That will kill them also. That will also kill butterflies. So you want to just put them out, you know, right, kind of surgically where you see the problem.
Do they hurt the bees too?
The spinosad will disorient bees. It won't kill them. It'll kind of foul them up a little bit. So you don't want to be doing it all the time. But when you have a big problem with ass, those are dangerous creatures. So you probably need to spray and knock them out.
Well, I just picked off, killed about 45 to 50 of them on my blackberries. On my blackberries.
Yeah, that's a dangerous level of them. You need to knock them out.
Last year, I was close to about 700-800 of them on my Nellie Stevens.
Yeah. You might, on those crops where they're showing up, Rick, you might put the garlic under those plants as well. It'll help
you.
So
they come up out of the ground?
Yeah, I think that they probably have one of their life cycles in the ground. I can't remember offhand. I'm kind of drawing a blank on that, but probably that would help. But the garlic going up into the plant will repel them anyway. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you for more right after this.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call Dr. Darcy for a complimentary consultation at 214-727-1715. That's 214-727-1715.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Let's go to Hyco, Texas next and talk to Kirk. Hello, Kirk.
Hey, Howard. We, several years ago, got some, there's some pears in this area that the trees are 50 to 75 years old, and they were excellent pears.
Great.
And we took some seed and sprouted trees and planted them.
Mm-hmm.
These trees are about 2 years old, about 10, 12 feet, and I'm starting to lose leaves. They turn brown on the end and yellow towards the stem. I lost one tree already.
Hmm.
Is that a fungus?
It doesn't sound like it. Fungus normally will stay away from concentrating on the edges of the leaves like that. Usually when you've got some damage on the edge of the leaves, it's got dry, burned. It got some fertilizer burn, you know, from too much fertilizer if you still were using synthetic stuff or whatever. Or there was some drift of a herbicide that came over. Then it could have come from somebody else cause that problem. What I would recommend that you do, if you got the flares exposed just really dramatically well.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
They're well.
What I do is, even if you've done it before, I do a sick tree treatment version, do some aeration or put down some hydrogen peroxide and really soak, make sure you probe it, make sure you've got the moisture level right, that wasn't the cause. There could be something genetic in it, because when you grow a fruit tree from seed like that, you really don't know who the parents are. And it could be a problem just, you know, genetically. It could be something built into it that came from one of the parents. But probably it's some kind of physical problem that caused that damage to the edges of the leaves.
Okay. The odds, we've got five of them, and two of them, one of them appeared to die, and the other one is kind of sick. Some of those parents of these trees are about a quarter of a mile down the road.
And they're still doing well?
Oh, the parents being 75 years old, plus.
Yeah, they're producing good crops every year. And
It's a cross between, it looks like to me, a cross between a kefir and a Bartlett. It's got the shape and size of a kefir, but the texture is a lot softer than a kefir, and it's really great.
That sounds terrific. Well, it's a strange deal that the kids from those trees are not doing well. Just see if you can't probe and see if you can discover something weird going on in the soil. Do you have other plants growing in that area where they are?
Oh, yeah. We've never put herbicides down here.
Okay. And there's nothing that could have drifted in, you think, from somebody else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It'd have to drift a long way.
Well, do the sick tree treatment. If it won't turn them around and get them good after you've checked the soil moisture and the drainage, make sure there's not a perched water table, which means that the water goes down and hits a hard pan and sits. And then the roots get into that. They can, you know, even in an organic program, you can get some damage that's similar to what you're experiencing there. It's got to be something physical like that that's going on, a physical problem, or the genetics are just whacked out and not any good.
When you say a perched water table, are you talking about like a really thick clay?
Yeah, the thick clay. Well, it can even be sand. The worst hard pan I've ever seen in my career was on a residential landscape project that we had designed, and we were installing it, and we were having the worst drainage problems and plants dying I've ever seen in my life. And we finally got smart enough to dig a hole and see what was going on. And you can dig a hole with a backhoe and get down in the hole and stick a knife in the top of the soil at the surface and start pulling it down. And when it hits the hard pan, you can't even see it, but when it hits the hard pan, the knife will stop like you hit a piece of steel. And if that is the case, you can be killed. That could be causing what you're seeing. If it's there, what you have to do is violate it. You have to take an auger or a ripper that's deep enough to get down to the hard pan. Usually hard pans will be in old agricultural land at a level of anywhere from 10 to 14 inches, wherever the plow they were using, you know, bottom cut was being used over and over and over again. That can cause a hard pan easier than anything. But hard pans can be caused by all kinds of things. If it's there, if you discover it, just drill through it and violate it, and you can end the problem.
Very good. I appreciate the help.
Let me know. That's an interesting little puzzle you got there, so keep me posted.
Will do. Thanks.
Bye. All righty. Let's see what Barbara's up to in Coppell, Texas. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, hi. Good morning, Howard. I've got a serious issue that I want to ask you about. I have a beautiful American Beauty berry plant, and I've got it in a big pot. And it's sitting out on the patio, and the leaves are kind of burning, so I've been bringing it in the house during the heat of the day. Is that an issue?
Well, I've got American Beauty berry in my yard, and there's a couple of things about them. Even though it's a native plant, it ain't drought tolerant. American Beauty berry loves water. And so you got to be watering enough, and you've got to have some shade, I'd say at least in the afternoon shade, going in and out of the house where you're changing the temperature and the weather and the conditions so much might even be hurting the plant.
Okay. All right. Well, I won't do that anymore. And it is in a shady area, and yes, I'm watering it every day.
Okay. Let me put you on hold. Got to run for a minute. If you had something else, I'll be with you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back. Telephone number, and we've got an open line for you all of a sudden here. If you want to jump on real quick at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. 7-8. Here's Danny in Bosque County. Hey, Danny.
Morning, Howard.
I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get off the speakerphone.
You're cutting out. Yeah, get off of that if you would. You're kind of cutting in and out.
So the purple sage are blooming, and the wisdom has always been they bloom and the barometric pressure drops. But obviously the barometric pressure has gone up. With this heat wave, somebody was suggesting that it's just the pressure change one way or the other, not necessarily down, but up or down. So does that kind of make sense to you?
Well, it probably does, because I don't think we have any rain in the forecast. They're usually pretty good about forecasting rain, you know, blooming before or after, but I don't think we've got any rain in the forecast for some time. I noticed in Lakewood, where I live in Dallas, that there's the sage is in bloom all over the place over there too.
So maybe the takeaway from this is that they bloom with the pressure change.
Yeah.
Not necessarily up or down. I mean, not necessarily down, but up or down, I guess, maybe, right?
Maybe so. Let's take a look at it. And on the other hand, maybe we're going to be lucky and get some
get some rain
sneaking in here on us. There's been some really violent things. You know, that that storm that happened in Branson, Missouri, and killed those people out there in that goofy duck boat that came up out of nowhere, that storm there, and capsized that boat and sank it. So we're in the period of time now where these pop-up storms can happen here and there. So maybe the sage is telling us something there in that regard.
Well, or maybe it is a sage. But anyway, I would just, like I said, thought it was just interesting to assume that they respond to a pressure change up or down. It's just the big pressure change, since we've had all this heat, is a high pressure, you know, and has made a big change.
Maybe.
So maybe, anyway, I was just going to share that as an interesting thought or curiosity, is why they're blooming now that we're having all this heat. And hopefully they are going to be rain, but I don't know that that's going to happen. So,
well, keep an eye on it, and we'll figure it out. Thanks, Danny.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that as an interesting thought, is why the heck they're blooming when it's getting hotter and hotter. So I'll talk to you later, Howard. I appreciate your show.
Thanks, Danny.
You bet. Bye.
Let's see who's next. It's Betty's turn in Farmersville, Texas. Hey, Betty.
Is this, am I on?
Hello? You are on the air, Betty. You snuck right on in.
Sorry.
What's going on?
I have two 30-foot Leland spruces in my front yard that I adore, and I have never had this issue until this extreme heat. We're totally infested with bugs like never before. We live in rural, on Lake Levan in rural Collin County. I've got billions, not millions, billions of bagworms that are eating the trees. I got so desperate a month ago. I've been living online. Of course, I go to you first because I hate chemicals, and we're organic. I finally succumbed, either, you know, let this happen, or I have sprayed four times with Malathion, as much as I abhor it, to try to save the trees, and they're still eating the trees. It appears they're both going to die.
Well, now, Betty, these are classic bagworms. They're attached and hanging on the plants.
Right.
Okay.
Not millions, billions.
Okay. Hang on. The Leland, it's not a Leland spruce. It's a Leland cypress, probably, isn't it?
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. That is a plant that has a built-in weakness, for one thing. It is not a plant I recommend. And I'm sorry you've got a bunch of them. They're pretty, but they're not well adapted here. They don't like being watered much. They've got a real problem with having wet feet and everything. When you have bagworms on a plant, it doesn't matter whether it's a native juniper or a Leland cypress like you have, it is an absolute dead cinch proof that the plant is in severe stress for some reason.
Yeah.
And yours can be in stress because they're being watered too much, or the drainage isn't good enough, or whatever. On the other hand, you totally wasted your time and your money going out and spraying anything. And I'm really sad that you sprayed something as crazy toxic as Malathion, because when the bags are hanging on a tree, you could spray nuclear waste and make your place glow in the dark, and it wouldn't hurt the bagworms in the least.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
They're sealed up inside those bags, and those bags are completely impenetrable. The only thing you can do when the bags are hanging on the trees is to pull them off one at a time by hand, crush them.
I'm 4'11". Does that tell you something? And my husband's 5'7". You know, we have pulled until our hair is falling off, and they're still laughing at us.
Well, that's all you can do. And then in the spring, if you stick with these plants, which you may not want to do, you may not want to have this frustration over and over again. But next spring, when the foliage on the deciduous trees first starts to come out, you put out trichogramma wasps. You release them, and that will kill the bagworms before they get started. You can also, in the spring, when you see the little bitty bags moving around,
right.
You know, look like little teepees on the leaves, that's when you can spray them and kill them with the organic sprays that aren't toxic. And you can use orange oil, you can use spinosad, you can use BT.
I have orange oil. Okay.
Right. But once they have attached to the tree and are hanging, you're just wasting your time and money and, you know, making things toxic by spraying at that point.
Should I just cut them down now?
I wouldn't have planted them in the first place. So it's going to be your call to do that. If you replant something, I'd plant something native like the Eastern Red Cedar or something like that instead of those, the Yaupon Hollies or Eastern Red Cedar or a combination. How many do you have? How many plants are we talking about?
I have two. I had seven, and I lost five of them in the heat about 5 years ago.
Okay, if you only have two, I would prune them, and I would do it today, and I'd prune them with a chainsaw right at ground level and grind them up and get rid of them and plant something that's not going to be such a problem for you.
I never thought of a chainsaw to cut them down. That makes perfect sense. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Stay away from malathion. If people aren't familiar with it, some people that are new listeners think, I'm not going to use anything toxic. I'm going to use something that's pretty safe, like Roundup or 7. Those two products are among the most toxic products that are still out there on the market. 7, the active ingredient in 7 is what killed all those thousands of people in Bhopal, India, 20 or 30 years ago, whenever it was. My father-in-law works for Union Carbide. I know all about it. But, those things just aren't necessary either. You can kill more easily with spinosad and orange oil and things like that than you can with the malathion. Malathion is just a really, really nasty product. It doesn't even work that well in the first place. Let's see who's next here. Dan is in Arkansas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I've got a small farm here in northern Arkansas, and when I moved up here, it was covered up with thistle, and I got rid of that, and I got several little pastures with a pretty good stand of Bermuda in it. But now it looks like I'm getting the Johnson grass trying to come in and take it over, and I was wondering, I have a little ATV with a boom sprayer on it, these are little, 2 and 3 acre plots, in various places on my farm,
mm-hmm.
and I can spray, but the only thing I've found that I could spray and it won't kill the Bermuda is something called Outrider, and I was wondering if you had any information on that or could recommend something else I could kill the Johnson without killing the Bermuda, I'll tell you what, I'll just hang up and listen to what you have to say unless you had some questions for me because isn't real good.
Yeah, hang on just a minute. I don't know that product. What's it called, Outrider?
It's called Outrider.
Okay.
It's kind of new, I guess.
Yeah, I'll look at it. I bet it's a toxic chemical, something I wouldn't recommend. There's a more clever way to kill out Johnson grass, Dan, and it sounds far-fetched, but it works like a charm. If you will mow it or graze it with goats or whatever, well, the goats are more browsers, but any way you could keep it cut down on a regular basis will kill it out. It cannot stand to be overgrazed like Bermuda can. So just mow it. You can spray it and kill it if you want to spray it with something like 20% vinegar or with the organic herbicides. One's called BioSafe, and there's another one called Pure Grow that's a new sponsor on our show that is a clove oil product, and it's pretty incredible. I'm very impressed with it so far. I'm putting it in
Will that hurt the Bermuda, though?
Well, it will. You'll have to spot spray with it. The only thing that would kill the Johnson grass out and not kill the Bermuda is going to be a toxic chemical, and I don't think it's going to work that well for you anyway. If you just mow it and mow it and mow it, the Bermuda grass will have the advantage and take over the stuff.
Okay. Well, I can do that. I think I can get my a commercial grade zero turn and these spots in the pasture I can probably get to. So I'll give that a shot. Now, is this like a one season thing and you can get rid of it, or is this going to take several seasons?
It might take more than one, but it's going to be worth the effort. What are you trying to do with this land, by the way? You grazing?
Well, actually I'd like to bale it. And, the Bermuda hay is worth considerable more than the Johnson grass is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. Just keep it mowed down, and it'll give up the ghost. It's one of those plants that cannot stand to be constantly cut back.
Okay. Well, that's good advice. Thank you for your advice, and thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
A great day.
You too, and I'll look up this Outridge product and see exactly what it is. Thanks for calling. Let me do something that I was going to do in the first hour and never got around to too before. Go back to the phones. Compost article I just wrote, column I just wrote for the Dallas Morning News, got some, had some comments come in. In fact, I've had a couple of my columns become a little controversial. I probably ought to go through both of them real quickly here. The one on compost said that they understand what I was talking about, that recalcitrant herbicides can show up in compost and be a problem. And they said, you forgot to talk about what do you do for it. I haven't gone back to see if what I recommend to do was edited out when it was printed or whether I left it out, but I'll tell you what the answer is when I come back, so don't go away. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Ladybug, a new earth natural product, provides high quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body.
RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, I'm back. And for those of you that are making wagers with your friends, I was going to forget to finish this. You lose because I remembered. What do we do if the compost or the organic fertilizer or the manure product, whatever, is contaminated with herbicides? What do you do after you've discovered? In my column, talked about how you discover it. You grow a plant that's susceptible, very susceptible, sensitive to the herbicide, like peanuts. Grow peanuts from raw peanuts, and you make a tea out of the compost or the whatever product you are think is suspicious. Your tomatoes didn't do as well as they always have done, or whatever. You water the legume. Any legume could be used, but peanuts are great because when you water with the manure tea or compost tea that's contaminated with a herbicide, the leaves will fold up immediately. A very, very easy little test. Okay, and then what do? Is you do it's a version of the sick tree treatment, but it's just a sick tree treatment on steroids. It's called the Detox Program. It's on our website, dirtdoctor.com, and it's got one thing more than the just the sick tree treatment, and that is the first application that you make is with a fine, very fine textured humate or activated charcoal. It needs to be like talcum powder, really, really fine. You mix it in water and you pour it on the plants and on the ground, drench it in really well. It ties up the toxins immediately. It doesn't break them down. What breaks them down is the organic program and the biological activity stimulated by it, the sick tree treatment being the best way to go because it's just going to get it all going in a more furious way quicker for you. But that is the way it's done. I thought that was in the column. Might have been my fault. Might have been edited out, but that's the answer if you discover that you do have that contamination. The people in the business, the commercial people really ought to be doing tests for it all the time. When you're buying compost or those kind of products, you ought to ask them what they're doing to check to make sure that's not coming in, because it could come in to anybody. And the reason is the universities, like we have in Texas here, that help people with agriculture are still recommending today to use picloram and clopyralid. And both of those are the ones we're talking about. Those are the ones that don't break down after being sprayed on the grass to kill the weeds. The cows eat that. The manure is taken. It's composted and goes through the whole process and everything and doesn't break those two chemicals down. There's probably some other chemicals that are just as bad as those, but those are the two that have been identified, and they're still being recommended by the universities. It's absolutely amazing and criminal. Should be criminal that it is being done, but it is. Let's go to Jim in Dallas next. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Howard. I wanted to ask a question about old collard green plants. What I did was I planted some collard greens about a year ago, and I didn't pay attention to them, and I let them go to seed, and I'm going to use the seeds, but what I was wondering about is there anything I can do with them? I know the conventional wisdom is to pull them up and just plant some new ones. Can they be pruned or anything like that?
You're talking about the plants themselves came back?
The old plant that has gone to seed and not died.
Right now, they're still there. I would be very surprised, Jim, if they can survive. If you could get them to go through this incredibly hot weather, when it starts cooling off again, I think they would leaf out and they'd be perfectly fine to eat again. But I'd be flabbergasted if you could keep them alive through this heat.
Well, they're so far so good, but that's the question. Thank you very much.
Well, and they are collard greens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Regular collard greens.
Yeah, because I love them, man. That's one of my favorite greens. But they generally, obviously, that's a cool season plant, and normally they'd be knocked out. Keep going. What I'd do is keep some good thick mulch around them and keep doing what you're doing and keep some photographs and keep me posted. I'd like to see if you're able to pull this off.
All right. Well, thank you then.
Okay. Good talk to you later. Bye-bye. But nothing, you know, nothing wrong with it if you can do it. The Swiss chard, you can certainly, you know, continue from season to season. But I've never seen anybody do it with any of the greens like that. And collards are pretty tough, but I wouldn't think they'd be able to take that heat that we're having now. Here's Scott in Mason, Texas. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir.
I had a question on a good perimeter thorn bush to keep a deer out of my yard. They're attacking a tree guild I'm trying to grow, and they mauled my peach trees pretty good.
Okay. I tell you one to look into, and I'm not positive. Deer will eat just about anything, as you know, but there's a plant called trifoliate orange. Almost forgot the name there. Trifoliate orange is a citrus, and it's the hardy citrus. It's used as a rootstock for a lot of citrus crops, and it has the nastiest thorns on it in the world. It is extremely well armed. Take a look at that, and then I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm going to have to go for a minute, but it would probably be the one that I would try first. Most brambles and rose bushes and things like that, the deer would just, you know, not only not be repelled by them, but they just eat right through them. So
yeah. They mowed my rose bush.
Yeah, give that one a try. Trifoliate orange. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.